Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com, and we are all over the world. Now, we have a lot of stuff to cover tonight, and if you're going to sell your home, you want to listen in, because there's a lot of information we're going to cover there. We're going to cover a lot of different things, and hopefully it'll help you in the coming weeks. Well, anyhow, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. And we are on every Sunday night live, unless I play a concert, and I only have two to do this season. But anyhow, we're live. And we have a lot of different things going on. And I'll tell you what, you need to check out the Trim Radio Network, because I'll tell you what, we are in the process of expanding, and that's going to be a good thing. A lot of different shows too. Wow, what's going to happen here? Well, first of all, you know, we always have to do a shout out to the Trim Radio Network. And here's the Fab Four. These people are the brain trusts of the organization. Michael Bejas, who's the founder and CEO, and he's responsible for the overall vision, mission, and leadership. And Raskala Stefan, he's the chief operating officer and computer guru. He is fantastic. Also, there's a guy by, looks like me, chief relationship officer. What does that do? They never told me what I'm supposed to do. I guess I'm supposed to make people happy, I guess. Well, anyhow, that's my job. Anyhow, we have Victoria Smith, the Chief Marketing Officer. She's responsible for all marketing activities, brand development, audience growth, and creator acquisition strategies. And she also has her own show. And she's a very good person when it comes to marketing. So you want to check her out. Wow, the shows that we have Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. We have Life Walk with Christ God every Wednesday at 7 p.m. with Michael Bejas. We have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever Wednesday at 8 p.m. We have Victoria Smith's Natural Marketer Podcast. That's every Thursday. You have to check her out. We have Offsides College Football Top 25 with Michael Bejas and friends. We have Positude Podcast. 8 p.m. We have Adventure Waits Around the Bend, and that's going to be on Saturdays at 1 p.m. And then at 1:30, we have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We also have the Red Pill Reality Show on Sunday nights. I'm sorry, not Sunday nights, Saturday nights, from 9 p.m. until midnight. And Raskala Stefan does that show. It's fantastic. I've been on it. I listened to it. He does a great job, and I'll tell you what, it's a good show. You want to check him out, 9 to midnight on Saturdays. Also, we're going to be having a few more other shows join us, especially with somebody named Peter Kling, and he's going to be talking about things on his show, and we'll get this page set up so you'll be able to see his show. Also, we've got a couple more shows coming. And one of the people that is going to join us, I've known for a few years, great person. You'll really like her. And I think everybody likes Dora. So we'll just see what happens here. But we have all these different spaces. We can add more shows. If you want to do your own show, all you have to do is contact us. That's all you have to do. and say, hey, I want to do my own show. Here's my phone number. Here's my cell phone number. Here's my email address. Please contact me at your earliest convenience, and then you send it. And we used to have a red button up here, but it's not there right now. So you hit the contact us. And when you hit the contact us button, the little boxes come up. Here's our information. We're located in Irmo, South Carolina. And you say, where's Irmo? Well, that's close to Columbia, South Carolina. Very close. And you can call us at 1-803-303-8667. That's 803-303-8667. And we have our email address, which is info@trimradio.com. And of course, our office hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday. We're closed. So Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. you can contact us. And that's all you have to do is just ask. And it's very easy to do. If I can hit the buttons, you can hit the buttons to do your own show. Trust me, it's there. Wow, what else is going on? Oh, how do you support the shows? It's easy. All you have to do is either advertise, donate, or shop. And if you shop, what do you have? Well, we've got t-shirts. We've got hats. We've got the Money and Change t-shirt. We've got the Money and Change travel mug with handle. We also have the ceramic mug. Yeah, and it has a handle too. We also have the Offsides College Football Top 25 Premium Pique Polo shirt. And we've got all kinds of stuff, okay? And all you have to do is just donate and buy the merchandise, because all the money that we get from selling the merchandise goes directly into paying for airtime. And airtime isn't cheap. And none of us get paid for doing our shows. Why? Because we like to do them and we want to help people. And like our motto is, we cut the bull and we serve the truth. And that's all we want to do. So, with that being said, just shop. Just buy the goodies. And if you want to do your own show, let us know. Because I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of different stuff. Like I said, we had the show, the different shows, and I went over those shows. And you can put your own show here, too. We can add as many shows as we want on this server. And I'll tell you what, it's up to you to run your show. You can advertise. It's going to be yours as long as you abide by the rules of trimradio.com, which is, it's a family-oriented network. So no cussing, no swearing, and so forth. Cussing and swearing, about the same term, I believe. But don't do it, okay? So that's what we've got. So what else we have? Ah, the Trim Radio Network Money and Change Financially Prepped page on Facebook. Oh, yeah. We have it on Facebook, and I update this thing during the week. It's easy to do. It's free to join. All you have to do is ask. And you can do that through the Trim Radio Network Contact Us page. Just say you want to be added. They'll let me know. I'll add you to the group. It's very easy to do. But what do I do on this page? Gee whiz. Well, guess what? Tonight's show. We've got that listed. And if you click on the content, or not the content, but the comment section, you'll see all the things that we're going to cover. Selling your home at a loss. Yeah. IRS free direct online tax filing tool is getting dumped. SNAP. We're going to talk a little bit about that. More gas infrastructure. You know, those data centers. Oh, there's something else. And the energy that's going to have to be required for those things to operate, something else. Have you ever heard of a 50-year mortgage and $36 cheeseburgers? Well, we might be talking about that tonight, too. Foreclosure filings are jumping up 20% year on year. Ford can't find a bunch of mechanics. And Goldman sees brighter U.S. housing outlook. So we're going to talk about all of this. And if we don't get a chance to do it, go right to our Facebook page. And in the comment section for this week, they will be there. That's all you have to do. Okay? Wow. What else do I post there? Oh, yeah. Seniors, stop paying these bills. There's an attorney that was on. And she said, lawyers tells struggling seniors, you don't legally owe these six bills. The big takeaway, if you didn't sign for responsibility, it's not your responsibility. But listen to that video. It's very good. Trust me. I've listened to that thing a couple different times. And it's worth listening to. You tell your friends, hey, check out Money and Change / Financially Prep's Facebook page. Because if you do, you'll find out about what bills you don't need to pay if you're a senior. Oh, my buddy, Dave Kobler. He does Boots on the Ground on YouTube. And he's talking gloom and doom in the economy, recession or worse coming. Wow, if that's the case, you better prepare. And you know, one thing that you have to do, and I've told people this for, almost 10, 15 years, pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Set up that emergency savings account. Buy some long-term food. And don't forget to get your freeze-dried coffee. Don't forget to get your tea if you're a tea drinker. Packaged drinks. You know, Kool-Aid goes a long way sometimes. There are a lot of other powdered drinks you could use. It cuts the monotony of water. But go ahead and do that. Speaking of water, you want to go ahead and purify and store your water properly. Remember, it's 3 gallons per person per day. You can have bottled water. You could have bottles in, or not bottles, but water in 55-gallon drums. You could even have it stored in some type of a cistern, as long as it's sanitary. A lot of things to consider. Do you have the right clothing for the climate? Right here in Ohio, it's getting colder. Today, I believe the high was 61, but it's going to get down to low 40s. And eventually, I believe in another week or two, we're going to be in the 30s and 40s. So be prepared for that. Do you have blue tarps? You put blue tarps on your roof, or you can make a tent out of it, or you can patch a window, for that matter, with a blue tarp to keep the wind from coming in. They're not that expensive. Go to, better known as Wally World around here, but go to Walmart or Home Depot or Lowe's, and you can get those tarps. They're very inexpensive. I have at least three at my house. And I've got Visqueen plastic, which is clear. I've got plenty of that. So if something happens, I need to use it. I've got it. I'm prepared for that. So you want to be able to do that. And what happens if the banks suddenly close or the power goes out and you don't have any ability to use your credit card? You're in trouble. So what you want to do is prepare to have some money set aside in a safe place, whether it's at home or some other secret storage place. You want to be able to do that too. Because if the banks close for some reason and you have to go out and buy milk and bread and maybe meat, something like that, your charge card's not going to work. Things get hairy really quick. And you need to do things with cash, okay? Cash is always king. If you do something where you need to put it on your credit card, pay that credit card off as quickly as possible. Don't pay the interest. I haven't paid interest on anything in probably 10 years. And that's a good thing. Interest kills. So you want to be able to do that. Wow, I'm giving a lecture. I don't really want to do that. But anyhow, you know the drill. I've talked about it all the time. Also, here's the rogue prepper. And I'll tell you what, she's saying that you got 30 days to prepare. Do we? I don't know. But she says, what happens if no help is coming? Prepare your family in 30 days. What foods you need to look at, batteries, everything. Okay? She's good. So you want to listen to her. And get these before the shelves are empty, like Quick Oats. They're good to have because it'll feed your tummy when there's no food really around. So you want to be able to do that. So, you know, from time to time, that's what we do. Also, this show is on YouTube and Rumble. You know, get ready to rumble. Well, we're on Rumble too. And if you take a look at YouTube, usually about an hour after the show is done, I will post the YouTube link. And what's showing now is last week's show. And I will put it right up at the top, and you can see the show. And if for some reason there's a snafu, all you have to do is go to Rumble, RUMBLE.com, and type in Trim Radio, and do a search, and it will come up. But it's always on the next day. Also, you can get it on Facebook, too. So there are three different ways you can watch the show if you miss it. So we also have archives, and you can also check the archives at trimradio.com. Okay, with that, so much for plugging things. I mean, you have to know what's going on, and hopefully I can help you out with that, save you some money. Wow, what's going on right now with the debt clock? Yeah. I always want to talk about the debt clock because these are numbers that flash before your eyes, the real-time numbers. And I'll tell you what, the U.S. national debt right now is $38,203,257,000,000 and climbing. That's $111,105 per citizen. That's the debt per citizen. You know, if you pay off all your bills and everything, what else do you have? You have taxes, right? Well, the federal government keeps spending and spending and spending like a drunken sailor, and they don't know when to quit. Drunken sailors know when to quit because they run out of money. So far, the federal government hasn't run out of money. So our debt is $111,105. The debt per taxpayer, wow, $328,220. That's per taxpayer. Wow, that is something else. And you can check out what the Doge clock is, the goal versus now. You can take a look at your state taxes, your state information, population, the workforce, the official unemployed. All kinds of data is here. Just look at it, usdebtclock.org, okay? So much for that, but I thought you'd always want to be informed. You know, you have to be informed of everything because right now, money is tight and times are hard. I just thought of something. Money's tight and times are hard. Don't go putting it on your credit card. Well, anyhow, guys, there was a thing that came out this week in Zero Hedge, and they were talking about 50-year mortgages and $36 cheeseburgers. Now, I know the cost of food is going up, but a $36 cheeseburger? I don't know about that. I've been to some pretty expensive restaurants from time to time, and I've never had a $36 cheeseburger. I don't think I ever will. Bill Mayer was is confused, despite record stock markets. He can't understand why Americans struggle to afford $36 cheeseburgers while others eat fries at Steak and Shake. I don't think Steak and Shake has any $36 cheeseburger. Is it his mistake in blaming the economy when the real culprit is inflation? And that's what's causing the prices to go up. Why? Because the federal government spends like a drunken sailor. Well, according to Bill Maher, Trump has a solution, a 50-year mortgage. Now, I don't know about you, but I paid off my house years ago with a 15-year mortgage. It was a little bit more expensive to do, but I saved a lot in interest. And so a 15-year mortgage was the right way to go. And at that time, it was 7% interest. And the house is totally paid off. It's been paid off. Even my car is paid off. Did I have to pay any interest on that? I never took out a loan on it. And so that's the way to do things. But, you know, 50-year mortgage, my God, when you do that on the surface, a lower monthly payment sounds appealing. And in reality, borrowers will pay more than twice the principal in interest, but almost no equity for years and remain perpetually underwater. You're going to be in debt. And I'll tell you what, you know, you get a house now. Some houses are going for $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 for a house. And let's say you have a $200,000 house, and at the end of a 50-year mortgage, you could be paying $400,000 for a $200,000 house or more, depending on your interest rate. Now, is that going to save you anything? No. It's a necessary evil. You got to have a house. I mean, someplace that you can call your own, because all they're going to do with renting is jack up the rent. And what do you have for it? Really nothing. You have maybe a $500 deposit that you get back if the place is clean and kept up. Other than that, that's it. When the next recession hits and these mortgages implode, the Federal Reserve will once again ride to the rescue with more money printing, more bailouts, and more inflation. Sometimes I wonder if the Federal Reserve is really worth having, because it's really not federal. It's not a government thing. It's a private bank that's called the Federal Reserve. And it scares me, because what happens, there are a lot of banks that are teeter-tottering on hedge funds and derivatives. And if you look that up, some of that's gambling your money. Derivatives, they get money from you for certain products that they sell. But then the other part, the hedge funds, they're gambling with your money. You have to know your banker. You have to know your bank. I don't want risky bets made with my money. Neither do you. So anyhow, 50-year mortgages, is that going to happen? Who knows? Just don't get it. 15-year mortgage, 20-year mortgage at the most. Some people do a 30-year mortgage. And I knew somebody that lived not too far from me. They had a 30-year mortgage, and then they refinanced it. And what happened was, she refinanced everything because her husband went out and bought a brand new motorbike, a brand new, I believe it's Harley Davidson, a loaded one. And 6 months later, he walked out. He took the bike and stuck her with a double mortgage. Not fair, is it? But stuff happens, if you know what I mean. And those $36 cheeseburgers, no way. By the way, if you see me drinking, it's double filtered water run through a Berkey filtration system. It tastes like water. It doesn't taste like chemicals or anything else that everybody else is drinking around here. Oh, what else is going on? Well, the U.S. is in trouble. You know, we have these trade schools around here. They call them career centers. And not enough people are really considering that because they're thinking, oh, I got to work. Some people say, well, I'll go to college and I'll learn to do this, that, and the other, or I'll learn to be a nurse. I'll go 4 years in college to be a nurse. How much money do you make at being a nurse? How much money do you make at teaching school? Not that much. So you look at things and you say, is college really worth it? Well, for some people, and the things that they want to get into, like engineering or architecture or something like that, yeah, it would be worth it. A degree in philosophy? Nah, that doesn't do anything. The big thing now is to get people into the trade schools, because that's where there's a good possibility of making some very good money. And I've known people that go to CTCs, the career training centers, in high school. And you know what happens is they graduate and they go out and really no experience. They go in and they've learned a trade in the trade school. They go out and they get a job. And maybe at the end of their second year, they're making $50,000 a year in HVAC, heating and air conditioning. Okay. That's all doable. Being an electrician and a good one, you can make some decent money at that. So you don't have to go to college for a lot of things. Well, anyhow, this article popped up. U.S. in trouble. Ford CEO can't find 5,000 mechanics for $120,000 a year job. I mean, if somebody offered me $120,000 a year right now, I'd go back to work, but I'm retired. But that would be a good thing. Well, Ford Motor Company CEO Jim Farley has sounded an alarm about the state of the U.S. job market, saying Ford has been unable to fill 5,000 mechanic jobs paying $120,000 a year. And those $120,000 salaries are nearly double the U.S. average. And he said, we're in trouble in our country. We are not talking about this enough. And it's true. We put everything into going into college, but not enough going into trade schools. Now, in some countries, they will determine for you your best aptitude, whether or not it's going to be a trade school or it's going to be higher education. And they will give you all kinds of aptitude tests. And if you don't have the aptitude to do the work of a professional, and let's just say a business business executive, or an architect, or an engineer, even an airplane pilot, they're going to say, nah, you need to go to trade school. And some people say, I don't want to go to trade school. You got to work. Well, yeah, but the more effort you put in, the more rewards you're going to get later on. So Ford is saying, you know, we don't have the people to fill the spots. And what happens is they're looking for people that have to have some education. But these people, if they can't find them here in the States, they go outside the country and bring people in. Work visas, whatever. But they need people for production work. And they're willing to pay for it. So it's happening. So if your kids are thinking about going to college, just say, hey, consider a trade school. You might do very well. And I had a cousin one time, and she wanted to be a diesel mechanic in the worst way. And she went to school for it. And she got out into the workforce, and she didn't like it. She wanted to work on the big marine diesels. That was her thing. And she was good at what she did. But then she decided, no, I don't want to do that anymore. There's not enough females in the diesel engine business. And so now she's going to go back to school for nursing because she thinks it would be better promotion-wise for her to get into nursing. So she's doing that. You just have to find the right job mix. Another one, Goldman sees brighter U.S. housing outlook taking shape for 2026. And this was in Zero Hedge and said, conversations around the housing market this week revolved around Housing Finance Agency, or the FHFA. Director Bill Pulte floating the idea of 50-year mortgages, pitched by the Trump administration as a clever way to make homes more affordable by lowering the monthly payments, expanding access, and attracting more buyers. But stretching mortgages out for roughly 65% of the U.S. life expectancy is not affordable in the long run. I mean, could you imagine having a 50-year mortgage and now you're 70 years old and the house maybe still not be paid off? Where do you get your final payment? Well, the house is being repossessed. Okay. What do you do? Well, ma'am, your husband still owes $50,000 on your house, and the bank is taking it over, and you're getting kicked out. He needs to pay the bill. Okay. You'll have to send it to him. Well, where is he? In Forest Hill Cemetery, lot 25. He's the responsible party because I didn't sign off on it. It pays to check Money and Change slash Financially Prep for that video. But you take a look at that. The housing market is anticipated to experience a more favorable environment in 26 than 25. That's what they're saying. And they're saying between 6.25% and 6.15%. Okay. Interest rates. I don't know about that. And they always say you have to have a $20,000 down payment to buy a house. Anymore, it's going to be more than $20,000. And if you think you're going to be able to put stuff on a credit card, forget it. The interest is going to kill you. And I've known some people to have 5, 6, 7 credit cards. They're all maxed out. All they're doing is paying on the interest, living high on the hog. And guess what happens? The bank suddenly says, we're going to cancel your cards. We want our money. Yeah, life gets tough very quick at that point. So you better have paid down your debt, put some money aside, and stocked up on food. Things could get rough, and it could get rough in December. It could get rough in January, February, or March. I never know the time. I never know the date. All I'm saying is prepare. Words of wisdom. October foreclosure filings jumped 20% year on year. This came out of Zero Hedge. And they said, last month we noted that U.S. foreclosures filings jumped 17% in the third quarter of 2025. In the third quarter of 2024, with Florida, Nevada, South Carolina, Illinois, and Delaware leading the pack based on research at ATTOM, Atom. Now, Adam is reporting 20% monthly spike in October versus 2024, making the eighth straight month of year-on-year increases. And there were 36,766 U.S. properties with some type of foreclosure filing in October, which includes notices of default, scheduled auctions, or bank repossessions. 3% rise over September of this year and a 19% jump versus October 2024. And foreclosure starts, the initial phase of the process where the 6% of U.S. or 6% versus eyes crossed of September were 20% higher than October of 2024. In completed foreclosures, the final phase jumped 32% year on year for October. You know, people get in over their heads and then they just walk away from it. It's the same thing with car foreclosures or repossessions. They can't make the payments. So they say, hey, here's the keys. And the bank takes them back. And then they're stuck with them and they have to sell those cars at a cheaper price. Well, if you're looking for a bargain, you might start checking the bank lots or the repossession lots. And who knows, you might be able to drive around in a nice brand new car that's only maybe 2 years old, a year old, maybe 6 months old. You never know the person that took out the loan. So foreclosures are heading up. Well, some people are selling their homes at a loss. And this was in Yahoo Finance. And everything you need to know before you list the house. And this was done by E. Napolitano. Okay. And of course, we'll get by these advertisements. But the reasons for selling your house at a loss: not every home sale ends in profit, especially if you haven't owned your home for a very long time. Even in a strong housing market, it's possible to walk away with less than you put in for several reasons. You lack equity in the house. Your local housing market has cooled off. For example, in some cities, people are moving out. More than likely in New York, which will be upcoming. But people moving out, your market has cooled off, and you can't get for the amount that you want for your house that you could have done years ago. Life changes force a move. You didn't know that you were going to have a divorce or the co-owner up and died. Or you went to a nursing home. You know, life changes. Selling costs add up. Between commissions, closing costs, and other expenses, selling a house often costs 6% to 10% of the sale price. So that's going to be added on to what you want for the house. So how do you know if you're actually taking a loss? Your purchase price. This includes what you paid for the home, plus the cost of any upgrades or improvements you made while living there. Your current mortgage balance, what do you owe on it? Estimated selling price, what's it going to go? You know, you look at it, what's it going to go for? I mean, right now, I bought my house years ago, and it's a nice ranch-style house in a nice community. I bought it for $140,000. And right now, the houses around me, which are the same similar size, are basically going for $230,000, $40,000, $50,000. That's a big jump. Agent commissions. You have to watch out for agent commissions because that's going to add to the selling price. Closing costs. What are those costs going to be? Repairs and prep work. Sometimes you have to do some work on the house to be able to sell it. Sometimes they have to come in and inspect the house and you haven't done anything. And they say, oh, your electrical work has to be redone, or your plumbing, you've got problems with plumbing. It has to be fixed before you can sell it. That happens in some communities. Well, here's the video. I'm going to stop talking. You can start listening.
It's just released its new tax brackets and rates for the upcoming filing year. And these numbers determine how much of your income goes to taxes. Here to break down the big changes you need to know this tax season is senior correspondent Carrie Hannon. So, Carrie, let's start with the basics here. What should taxpayers know about the new brackets and the rates?
Well, right, Allie, the big thing that happens each year is that the government, the IRS, adjusts your tax bracket indexed to inflation. So that, you know, it's what they call bracket creep, so that you don't, your income doesn't get shifted up into a higher tax bracket due to inflation. So that's what we're seeing this year. It's again, just they're marginally adjusting them to factor in inflation.
Got it. So if someone earns the same amount of money in 2024 and 2025, what kind of difference will they see when they file next year? Is there any difference at all?
Yeah, you know, interestingly enough, you may actually end up paying slightly less because if you earned the same amount in 2024 and 2025, due to this adjustment in the inflation index, the new brackets, and they bumped up that standard deduction. So you may actually pay a little bit less.
And what about the tax picture for retirees? How is that changing?
Yeah, so this was kind of a big thing that came through in the new tax bill, is that seniors, if you're 65 or older, get a temporary $6,000 tax deduction in addition to the standard deduction for 2025, 2026, 2027, and 2028. So it's just a short time, and this is phased out on your income level. So I think it's individuals are at $75,000. And couples at $150,000, that $6,000 gets. So that's a maximum of $6,000 for that. So that's one bump that retirees can look forward to.
Now, the state and local tax deduction, also known as SALT, that jumped from $10,000 to $40,000 this year. Why does that matter, and who stands to benefit most?
Allie, if you'll forgive me, I wanted to say one more thing about the last question, is that the Medicaid tax, there's some big changes to Medicaid that will also impact seniors in a way of having trouble with raising costs and having long-term care. So back to the SALT, I'm sorry. So it's like there's a win and impossible lose for seniors there in the tax bill. But here's the interesting thing about SALT, that raised deduction, which is fantastic that they jumped that up. But this is where I got to say, talk to your tax professional, because if you live in a high tax for state, a state with high local and state taxes, this is imperative. This is a great way to trim back your bill. This is if you itemize, of course. And so the idea is that you might want to try to do a little planning so that if your local laws permit it, you can take all of that deduction in one year.
And finally, Carrie, we hear tax advisors talk about bunching deductions. What does that mean? What is bunching, and how can it help people maximize their tax savings?
Yeah, bunching is a kind of a great strategy for many people because, yes, the standard deduction is pretty weighty these days. But if you're someone who is charitably inclined and want to give your charitable deductions, you need to bump above that standard deduction. So one way to do that is say, take what maybe 2 years of your charitable deductions might be and put them all into 1 year. And then you get the full impact of that charitable deduction because you're above the standard deduction. So that's one way to do that. This can also, bunching can also help with medical expenses as well, to kind of get you above that certain percentage that needs to be surpassed in order to be able to write off those expenses beyond the standard deduction.
Well, Carrie, great insights. Everything we needed to know about new taxes. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. Wow. I'll tell you, there's a lot of stuff out there, a lot of things to look at, a lot of things to consider, because tax time. Wow. There's something else I wanted to show you. It was University of Findlay. You didn't think I was going to talk about it, but I am. I always talk about the University of Findlay because it's a good place. I've talked to people that say, hey, I know people that go there and they love it. It's a great school. They get a good education. And I'm like, great. I went there. I had a good time. It wasn't a party school. It's a learning school. So let's see what we've got here. I just have to give you the stats on it because we had a serious problem here with the University of Findlay. Their football team that was undefeated lost one game, and that was the last game of the season. They should have won it, but they had other people that were out injured. So they only have one loss. So they're going to be in the playoffs somewhere, sometime, someplace, okay? But the University of Findlay is a good school. 12-1 student to faculty ratio. 4,700 students plus. People are from 40 different states, 41 different countries. University of Findlay is Ohio's most 10 affordable colleges, according to Money Magazine. Princeton Review, best West Midwestern colleges of 2025. The best colleges in America in 2024 was Money Magazine. Hey, they're not going to lie about it. So you can go to the website at www.findlay.edu. You can request info online. You can visit the campus. You can apply for next semester. It's easy to do. It's a great campus, great professors. Dr. Kathy Fell is a great president, and she'll be leaving in 2026. Fantastic lady. I mean, really. But it's a nice campus. And they have three campuses in Findlay. One is the equestrian campus for horsemanship and so forth. And they also have a veterinary school is out there. It's actually pre-veterinary school. Then they have the main campus with every other classes for business and pharmacy and nursing and education and so forth. And then they have the hazardous materials campus, which is a separate campus. They're all located in Findlay, Ohio. So you want to check them out, www.findlay.edu. And they do give out scholarships. So you want to check them. Okay, getting on. The U.S. needs more gas infrastructure storage to support the electric grid. And Robert Walton of Utility Dive did the report. And he said, the United States needs additional natural gas pipeline infrastructure and storage opportunities to reliably meet the growing demand of energy, according to the National Association of Regulatory Utility Commissioners, better known as NARUC. And NARUC's Gas Electric Alignment for Reliability Task Force, or GEAR, was formed in 2023 in an effort to improve coordination between the two interwoven energy sectors. And the report includes 9 recommendations, but stops short of advocating for a gas reliability organization akin to electric grid efforts, and concluded changes to the gas electric market and force majeure contract provisions were unnecessary. But I know where I live, we have gas turbines. Natural gas feed the turbines, basically jets, and they provide additional power for the city. And the same thing in Fremont, Ohio. There's a big electric producing plant there, big generating plant. It's run on natural gas. And people are going to need more gas for data centers. Data centers use up a lot of electricity, a lot. They also use a lot of water to cool the plants, because the computers that they use there demand a lot of power and a lot of cooling. Do you think there'd be a way to get around that by not having data centers? I mean, why all of a sudden do we need data centers? We never used them in the past, so why do we need them now? That's my question. Well, next thing up, all SNAP beneficiaries will need to reapply for benefits, according to the Agriculture Senate Secretary. And T.J. Mascaro in the Epoch Times said, Agricultural Secretary Brooke Rollins suggested on her November 14th interview that everyone registered for the federal government's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, better known as SNAP, benefits should reapply as a result of ongoing fraud discoveries. Can you believe it? Fraud in a federal program? It exists. Well, that's what she said when she shared what the Trump administration was planning to enact during her appearance on Newsmax, the Rob Schmidt Tonight Show. It's going to give us a platform and a trajectory to fundamentally rebuild this program, have everyone reapply for their benefit, make sure that everyone that's taking a taxpayer-funded benefit through SNAP or food stamps, that they are literally are vulnerable and they can't survive without it. So if somebody pulls up in a Rolls Royce and they need SNAP benefits, I would question that. A lot of people are scamming. And according to this report, it said more than 500,000 people were registered twice. You're only supposed to be registered once. But can you imagine 500,000 people registered twice? So instead of getting, and I'm going to say hypothetically, $2,000 a month, now they're getting $400,000, $4,000 a month. Yeah, kind of scamming the system. They also went on to say, about 42 million people, or one in eight Americans, use the federal food stamp program, and they are receiving $177 per person per month on average, according to the latest USDA data. Oh, yeah, check into it. Oh, hey, we got to talk about Rusty Duck's custom pens and blanks. Oh, no, what's going on here? I had this all set up, and it jumped on me. Holy cow, we got to stop this. I mean, this is Rusty Ducks here. I don't know why it moved. But he does a fantastic job on pens and other things. They're all handcrafted. They're based on a cross pen platform. He does others, but they're basically all cross pens. You provide him the artwork or tell him what you want, and he will do the pen for you. And they're fantastic. Michael Bejas and I both have them. So if you're a college or university or business, sorority, fraternity, club, whatever, you want a custom pen for somebody, contact Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Trust me. I mean, the guy's good. If he wasn't good, I wouldn't recommend him. That's the way I operate. If I don't like the way somebody operates, I'm not going to tell you to go use them. I don't expect you to, because I want you to have a good outcome of everything. Okay? It's just being fair. Okay. America's fast food chains moving to popular new milk. You can read that because we're getting a little bit short on time here, but you can take a look at that. Speaking of that, there was a thing on fast foods not having enough people. And consumers are ditching restaurants for groceries as budgets break. They can't afford to eat out, so they just go to the grocery store and they cook in, like we always did when I was growing up. We seldom went out, and when we did, we went to some type of a buffet. And if we were lucky, we went to a Ponderosa Steakhouse, and that might be once every 3 or 4 months. But the Goldman analyst, led by Christine Cho, attended a restaurant finance development conference in Las Vegas. And the conference drew restaurant executives and founders, franchisees, and multi-unit operators, and private equity investors and lenders, industry consultants, and other stakeholders across the broader restaurant system, ecosystem. And Cho's team met with these restaurant industry insiders and heard a very alarming, consistent message. The operating environment is deteriorating, especially among lower and middle income consumers, pushing brands to discourage campaigns to defend market share. Well, breaking it down, word just came out here in Ohio that Wendy's was going to get rid of 200 stores. That's 200 stores. And probably each one of those stores has at least 40 employees. So that's going to be more people out on the street looking for work. And I'm telling you what, it's all on bottom line. If you can't make a profit at a restaurant and you're already pinching pennies to make that profit, it's difficult. And times are rough and times are hard. Don't put it on your credit card. A lot of people do. And it's tough for restaurants. And you take a look at restaurants that have been around for a long time, and all of a sudden they're closed. Mom and pops can't afford it. They can't run home-style restaurants and make money. Especially, hey, if you take a look, especially where I'm at, we have restaurants coming in all the time. And maybe they might last 2 years, 4 years, 5 years. But people are not paying big money for food. They work hard for the money, and so they're either going to eat at home, carry their lunch, or on occasion go out and go to Wendy's or McDonald's or Burger King or wherever. But not as much as what they did. Wow, guys. Hey, whoa, we are out of time. And if I don't get off this thing, we're going to be in trouble. You know, I don't want Michael Bejas going, you went over by 3 minutes. I don't want to do that. I probably will. Maybe he won't bite. Anyhow, guys, thanks for listening to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. And check out our Facebook page, Money and Change/Financially Prepped. Because what we talked about here tonight is on that webpage. With that, guys, have a good week, and we'll see you Wednesday on My World. See ya.